Welcome to Daily Defining Moments. This is Pastor Allen, and I'm so glad you're with me. Our goal each day is to help you open your Bible and connect with Jesus. Remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We're reading through the New Testament portion of the one-year Bible in the New Living Translation. Today is October 5th, and our reading comes from Colossians chapter 1, beginning in verse 18. Paul says this, "Christ is also head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead." So he is first in everything. It's so important to understand. I'm the pastor of Definition Church, but I am not the head of the church. It is Jesus's church, his body, his bride, his family. We all live to serve his church, and he is the head. He's in charge. Verse 19, "For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ." Jesus is the God-man, 100% man, 100% God. And so when we look at the life and ministry of Jesus, we see on full display the heart of God. One of the things I love about the Gospels is just watching how Jesus interacts with broken, imperfect, immature humanity, his love and grace for us, his desire to come and to rescue us and to transform our lives. Verse 20, "And through him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross." When Jesus was on the cross and said, "It is finished," what he means is, "I am making all things new. Because of what I have accomplished, everything will be renewed. Everything will be restored. Everything will come under my control and authority. And the day is coming when we will live in a new heaven and new earth. Jesus will rule and reign over all, and we will reign with him. We will be his family. We will be a part of his kingdom." I love that. Verse 21 says, "This includes you who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without," listen to this, "without a single fault." Oh my goodness, isn't that good to know? God came and rescued us when we were far away from God, when we were living in independence, even when we were shaking our fist in his face, when we were living in immorality, when we were driven by our brokenness, despite our past and imperfection, Jesus came to rescue us from our sin and rebellion and to bring us into his family, into his presence. And today, because of what Jesus did on the cross, we are washed in the blood of Jesus. We're covered in his righteousness. We stand before him. I love this wording. We stand before him without a single fault. That's even hard to believe, isn't it? I don't know about you, but when I think about my life and I look back on my past, and it's hard to imagine that today it's true, that I stand before God without a single fault. But that's exactly what Jesus did for me, and it's what he did for you. His blood has washed away all my sin. It is finished. He paid the ultimate price so that we could be made right with God. Verse 23, "But you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it." See, when we understand that we stand before God without a single fault, then the truth is it begins motivating us to live into that new identity. When we think that we're pathetic sinners and God's just letting us into heaven, then our tendency is to live out of that identity and just, we're grateful for forgiveness, but this is just the way I am, and I've always been this way, and my dad was this way, and that's how I grew up. And we kind of have this defeated, hopeless mentality. But when we understand, no, because of what Jesus did, our identity has changed. We're the children of God. We stand before Him without fault. Now, man, I want to hang on to that identity. I want to live into that understanding of who I am. It reminds me of that movie from years ago, Dangerous Minds, when that lady, I think it's Michelle Pfeiffer, she goes into that inner city school, she's a teacher, and those kids have no hope, and they've always done poorly, and they've always struggled, and teachers have always mistreated them, and she goes in, but her approach is a little different. She says, I want you to all know, we're beginning this year, and right now, you all have an A in this class. And one of the guys in the class says, I ain't never had an A before. Right? And it did something in that class. Instead of their mentality being, we're all failures, and this teacher's trying to motivate us not to fail and drop out, she began by helping them to understand, no, you all have an A. So your job is to hang on to your A. And it transformed the culture of the class. That's exactly what Paul is describing here. That's what Jesus did with us. Because of what He accomplished on the cross, we stand before Him without fault. And because that's true, I don't want to go back to wallowing in the ditch when Jesus has washed me clean. We want to live into that new identity. We want to stand in it. He says, don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. The good news has been preached all over the world, and I, Paul, have been appointed as God's servant to proclaim it. So we've got to be careful not to drift from Jesus. Oh my goodness, this is so important in our culture today. We have to fight to stay close to Jesus. Everything in our culture is pulling us away from Jesus. Everything in our culture is trying to distract us from Jesus. Everything in our culture is trying to clutter our minds, our schedules, our relationships. In fact, so many people, they say, you ask them, how you doing? Well, I'm busy. I'm busy. That's kind of our response to everything. Everybody's busy. And sometimes we're so busy that we're neglecting really the most important things in life. We're neglecting people, and we're neglecting sometimes our purpose. We're neglecting the health of our own soul because we're just in that rat race. And he says, we got to be careful not to allow culture or anything else to pull us away. We don't want to drift away from Jesus because the key to life is being with Jesus so we can become like Jesus and do what Jesus do. Well, listen, the inverse is also true. If we're not with Jesus, then we will become less like Jesus and we will do less of what Jesus did. So Paul here says, don't drift away. Verse 24, I'm glad when I suffer for you in my body, for I am participating in the sufferings of Christ that continue for His body, the church. God has given me the responsibility of serving His church by proclaiming the entire message to you. This message was kept secret for centuries and generations past, but now it's been revealed to God's people, for God wanted them to know that the riches and glory of Christ are for you Gentiles also. And this is the secret. Christ lives in you. This gives you assurance of sharing in His glory. Because Christ lives in me, that's what gives me the assurance that everything He's promised is mine. And that's available to me even though I'm a Gentile. Of course, a Gentile is just any of the non-Jews. So that's most of us. We're Gentiles. And Paul is saying, this promise, this gospel is for you. I love that. Verse 28, so we tell others about Christ, warning everyone, teaching everyone about all the wisdom God has given us. We want to present them to God perfect in their relationship with Christ. That's why I work and struggle so hard. So we want you to grow and mature. You're listening to this podcast because you want to grow and mature. Well, the key is stay close to Jesus. Don't drift away. And trust Him to heal your hearts and produce His life and character in you. And then finally, verse 6 of chapter 2, he says, now just as you accepted Christ Jesus our Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Let your roots grow down into Him. Let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. I love that. Man, what a great way to end today's podcast. We got to continue to follow him. We got to let our roots grow down into him. We got to let our lives be built on Christ and his teaching and his presence. And when we do, our faith will grow strong. Our lives will be transformed. Let me pray for you. God, I'm so grateful for everybody listening. God, this is their desire. Lord, they want their roots to grow down into Christ, or they wouldn't be listening to a podcast like this. So God, today we just open our hearts to you. We invite you to deepen our faith. God, we invite you to help our roots to grow deeper into the gospel, into Christ. God, that it would transform everything about who we are. God, we pray that you would help us grow in our capacity to be with Jesus. We don't want to drift away. We don't want to be distracted by this world. We don't want to be so busy that, God, we've crowded you out. God, help us to stay close to Jesus so that you can build and strengthen our faith and deepen and strengthen our roots, that our life would bring you glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Well, thanks for being with me again today. Hope you have a great day. Remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We'll see you again tomorrow.